We're the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, good morning, everybody, and we are going to have some very interesting conversation today. City of Murfreesboro is up to something special, and we're going to talk about how you can be a part of it. We are going to count on you to take part in something special. Sam Huddleston joins us here in studio this morning, and Sam, I think we're going to have to get you a key card. You've been up here so much of late, huh?
Yeah, the front door quits asking me who I am when I come in.
So. It just automatically knows.
It lets me in, yes.
He is the assistant city manager here in the city of Murfreesboro, and you brought a special guest with you this morning. I'm going to let you introduce her to us and kind of maybe something that we haven't talked about here in an extended period of time, but you're launching something that is going on right now, huh?
Yes, thank you, Brian. We're happy to be with you this morning on WGNS. You guys are a good partner with the city for news and information, and we appreciate that partnership. We are launching or have launched a special census, and Malia Grubbs is with us this morning. Malia is our coordinator.
And
I would like for her to take a couple minutes and just tell us about herself, especially your background before the city and then the things you've been doing with the city.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Brian, for having
me here. Yeah, good to have you.
My name is Malia Grubbs. I've been in Murfreesboro for several years, since 99, actually. I've got a background in nonprofit around here. I started off working at Greenhouse Ministry, worked there for several years, loved it. And then I also started working at Read to Succeed. And worked there for several years. Great organizations, both of them. Love being in the community. I did get a job in the corporate world for a little bit, and then I found a great position over at the city of Murfreesboro. I started working there in purchasing, and then a job opened up at community development, which puts me right back out in the community, which I love. I loved being connected. And so that's where I'm at now, is in community development. And then Sam found it. For some reason, thought I might be good at pushing the special census because he knows how I like to communicate and he knows how I like to be out there with the people. So we're really excited about getting this started and finding out how big our town has gotten.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think if you look at traffic and, you know, all the different things that go along with it, probably most Murfreesboroans would say we have to be bigger, right? So how does this, it's a special census and I guess regular census, Sam, that's done every 10 years?
Correct. The federal government, the Census Bureau, conducts a special census on every 10 years on the years ending with zero. So 2020 was our last federal census. 2030 will be the next federal census. And they take care of that counting. And in the state of Tennessee, there are revenues that are shared from the state to cities and counties, and it's based on your certified population. And so the state database includes the federal certified census count unless a community conducts a special census. And the state of Tennessee has the capability of allowing communities to conduct a special census periodically during that in that 10-year period, just to update their certified population, and that's really important in fast-growing communities. It's also important that if they annex areas that have an existing population with an existing significant population, they can also do one just for that annexed area. But the state of Tennessee permits communities to do that from time to time. We know that several of our neighbors are conducting or just recently in the past year conducted a special census to update their counts, and a lot of those here in Middle Tennessee. There's an organization that operates out of University of Tennessee Knoxville called the Boyd Center, and that Boyd Center is the recognized data keeper for data and statistics for the state of Tennessee. And they use the Boyd Center provides information to our state legislature and state general services department. And they use that information then in sharing those state revenues with the city of Murfreesboro. In 2020, our federal certified census count was 152,769 individuals. We felt like that was an undercount, and we're certainly looking forward to our community responding with this special census. Our goal is to add at least 20,000 to that certified population, and for the city of Murfreesboro, that would bring about $3.75 million additional shared revenue dollars into our budget.
Is that that number 175? We've heard a lot about that. That's how much state revenue for each person counted, right? So is that per year?
That's $175 per certified person per year.
Gotcha.
So the city, for the past couple of budget cycles, we've received just about $27 million per year in state shared revenues from that count and from that math you just reviewed. And so that makes up about 10% of the city's overall budget, where we run about $300 million per year in expenses and revenue. We do have a balanced budget, but to give you some sense of the numbers, the state shared revenue makes up about 10%. And so you could see that having that additional $3.75 million in our budget would allow us to do some additional things in our community and really in the areas that are impacted a lot by growth: schools, parks, roads, public safety, and then also in our employment growth as we add employees for services.
Well, MurfreesboroCensus.com is where you need to go, and we'll talk a lot about that and how that's going to take place. Sam, I could not help but to get a shiver up my spine when you said 2020. I think everybody has that reaction, right? You know, just remembering that time. So to me, with everything that was going on during that time, I could see why there could possibly be an undercount of people. Is that part of does that play into it anywhere?
It did. You know, there was an interesting time for all our communities, and especially in data collection and some of the techniques that are used in the census, door to door and other techniques, and you know, also in the world of scams and other things. You know, people who are listening today or might see some of our information, you know, they want to know, is this a real thing, or am I going somewhere on a website that is really trying to trick me into doing something? And so we've tried to be very careful in using our logos and getting that information out and having secured sites. And then also, Malia's been instrumental in pushing out our social media and media campaign to get that information out in the community, so that our citizens know that this is a legitimate ask of the city of Murfreesboro.
You also mentioned that other cities, counties, things of that nature are doing one right about now. It's hard to believe that we're about halfway, you know, in between the two. Federal census 2025 will be year five, and then in 5 years we'll do it again. So do you see sometimes that places do multiple in that 10-year period, or is there usually just maybe one special census if there's growth? What's kind of the general consensus on when to do a special census?
Certainly there's opportunity. The state allows you to do up to four per 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And historically, the city, we've conducted two or three or four in that time frame. However, the state of Tennessee has put in some additional rules and requirements, and they want good data. You know, they don't want bad data going into the formulas and going into the count. And so there's some additional requirements. And so one of the challenges for a community is the expense of conducting a special census. We estimate that we have 74,000 residential addresses that we use, and we gather those from our emergency service and E-911 database, having those registered as residential addresses. And so looking at trying to reach into each one of those addresses with, for example, one mailer. It cost us a couple bucks per address to do that. So you can quickly see that's 150 grand just to send out a mailer. And then there's the backside postage, which we also guarantee, and we'll pay the bill on the postage if you mail that card in. And so one of the challenges for communities is the expense of running the special census. And then you also have to have information that lets you know and confirms that your population has grown. For example, in 2020, we looked at the start of January 1, 2020, and we looked up to the current time. We've issued residential permits totaling about 7,600 residential permits. So we know we've added new housing. From our census data, we know that there's an average of about 2.3 individuals per household. And so we can get to about 15,000-17,000 just on the new housing alone. Added to that is the natural growth, which we would see as births over deaths. And there's data available on that for each community, each county, each city in the state of Tennessee. That's data that's managed. And obviously it has, you know, the inherent time lag and processing of the data, but we know that there's been a net increase in births in Murfreesboro, and then there's been a net increase in migration into our community where more folks have moved in than have moved out, and that's into existing housing. And so with all of that, we're very confident that we can easily see that 20,000 additional individuals.
And it sounds like
at least 20,000
with that, if we could get a good count. And I guess that's what Malia, you have been tasked with, you know, making sure all of those parts work together. And Sam mentioned a mailer. So is that one of the ways that we would sign up or get our information in?
Yes. So the mailer will probably go out in November. And that would be, it'll come with a response card, and they can fill it out that way with the postage page envelope that's inside there to send it right back to mm-hmm. us in the city. So, yes, that is the option. So if you are a little bit weary about things on the computer, totally understandable. There are other options.
Okay, so that prepaid mailer comes in the mail. Let's see. I guess MurfreesboroCensus.com is a place to go.
Uh-huh. And there's a QR code. So there'll be QR codes on flyers and posters that all around the city, all around the square, on our website. There's a QR code that you
there'll
can
be use. Signs, so, yeah, all kinds yes. of things, right?
Mm-hmm. And like Sam brought up, we have the logo. So if you're you know, questioning anything, everything will have our logo on it. Count me in. 2025 special census. That will be on everything. The questions are minimal. There's address, the count of how many people live in the house, and then the first and last name. And then there is a question that just is, how did you find out? Because we're trying to track where the most people are getting the information from, and that's it. So if there's anything that's bigger than that, it's not from us. It's you should be able to tell what is from City of Murfreesboro.
You're not asking for, you know, banking information or routing numbers or, you know, any of that kind of thing.
No. What is your income? Not what is your, you know, monthly expenses? Nothing like that. Yeah. It's only address, count, and first and last name.
I would be interested to find out from communities, and you probably know this in your research on what to do with that, but I bet there are scams that do pop up when people are doing a special census. We saw it in 2020, for instance, so I wouldn't be surprised if that would be something that, you know, someone glams onto here. So hopefully that doesn't happen. MurfreesboroCensus.com. When you go there, Malia, kind of walk us through what we see, because there's information there. There's even a little video from the mayor, but then there's a place where you click to actually do the census.
Yes. So you'll be looking for the orange and blue button that says special census form. Click on that, and that will take you right into the form. And then there is a little bit more information to let you know why we're doing the special census and why it's needed. And then you just click on the orange button that says next.
Now, Sam also mentioned everybody that is in the household. So we're talking about any kids, if they're grandchildren that live there with you. I mean, whoever lives in that home, everybody needs to be on that list, right?
That is correct. Even if they're a newborn, if they live in that home, they need to be listed. They need to be counted.
And Brian, we do know that there are some housing situations where maybe two families are living in one house because of financial conditions or other family situations or circumstances. And it would be appropriate to list everybody, including if it is another family. If you have a brother and sister-in-law and their kids who are staying with you because of a circumstance, we also understand the housing situation here in Murfreesboro. And so we would encourage you to list everyone that is pillowing their head in that home on a routine basis.
And only one of you need to do that.
That's correct.
One person in that home kind of put all that together. So we don't want to double up.
We don't have, we don't want to have multiple entries per address. We'll have to clean the data up if we do see that. And so just encourage our listeners and our citizens, if you do have multiple households living in one home, that's all right. It's understandable. We'd just ask that you list all of those. And the reason we want you to do that is those individuals are using and consuming services that are available through the city of Murfreesboro that are funded by the local government. That would include our roads, our public safety, so police, fire, first responders, city schools, city parks, our city street maintenance, right-of-way maintenance. All of those activities are funded by the local government, and it's also funded mostly by revenue that's generated here in our community.
Well, we are talking today about the Murfreesboro Special Census. And Assistant City Manager Sam Huddleston is joining us today, along with the Census Coordinator, Malia Grubbs. And if you've got questions, we'll take those by text here this morning. The number is 615-893-1450. You can text in your questions, 615-893-1450. And the action line continues here in just a moment as we talk about the Murfreesboro Special Census.
We chose Adams Place for the security.
We're talking with Peggy Cunningham. What do you enjoy most about Adams Place?
They lock the doors at 8 o'clock at night, and you have to have a code to get in, so I feel very safe when I go to sleep.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
On Memorial.
Across from Walmart.
At Budge Tire Pros, we sell all major brands of tires, and we invite you to stop by today for that next set of tires. Or maybe you need us to check out your vehicle before you head out of town. We offer everything from brakes to batteries, alignments, and more. No appointments necessary, just stop on by.
I'm Allison Mitchell with Bud's Tire Pros. We're located on East Main Street, exactly 3 miles from the town square, 1 mile past Rutherford Boulevard. Visit us online at budstireprostn.com.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
You know, gift cards are always the easiest gift. This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant. We will buy gift cards and just kind of have them on hand. They're amazing gifts to give to teachers. If you want to give a gift at your workout groups, you know, you have a personal trainer, family members. It's great to give gifts for 16, 17, 18 years old who are just now beginning to date and they need to be able to have some place to take someone on a date to. Gift cards are always the easiest gift. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hey folks, this is Mike Sparks, 49th District House Member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the State House.
This Mike Sparks, ask for your vote.
Paid for by citizens like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasurer.
Good morning. Still dealing with some dense fog in downtown Nashville right now. Give you some extra time. It's still heavy coming in through Hermitage, Donaldson. All that traffic flow in from Wilson County coming westbound on I-40. It's moving right now for the most part on 24 westbound up through Antioch. Still got a lot of traffic coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Still heavy 65 south, trying to get down past Trinity Lane. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on a brand new menu. Order online today. It's easy. They've got Uber Eats, DoorDash. That's PrincesHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy this afternoon, high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 59, high of 81 on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 52.
Today's WGNS Good Neighbor of the Day is Jeff Adcock. Someone wrote in to tell us that Jeff is the hands and feet helping the aging, grieving, and those who are down. Today, Jeff is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day, Jeff Adcock. You can send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor 2615-893-1450. You'll get a web form. Just fill out the information. Click submit. Very easy. You can also go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get there. Also want to say congrats to Jacqueline King, our Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club winner, celebrating a birthday today. A couple of reminders. Halloween is on Thursday, so trick-or-treating on the square, 3 until 5 on Thursday. Bring the kids. They can walk around the square, trick-or-treat with the small business owners. 3 to 5, trick-or-treating on the square, and it's the last day to early vote on Thursday with Election Day on November the 5th.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are talking today about the Murfreesboro Special Census, and with us, Assistant City Manager Sam Huddleston and Census Coordinator Malia Grubbs, and we have talked about several things and a few things that came up during the break that we're going to kind of touch on. Sam mentioned the data and maybe having to clean that up if there's... So I guess if someone submits online, Sam, and then also does the mailer, then that would be two entries for that address. Is that how you sort through? And if you see a duplication there, you'll have, or by people, I guess, in many different ways.
Yes, certainly, Brian. There's an opportunity that, we could have multiple entries per address, and our city staff will what I would call scrub the data to eliminate duplicates and eliminate addresses that are actually outside the city limits. One of the things that's, it's not really unique to Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, but there are a lot of people who have a Murfreesboro address, a Murfreesboro mailing address. That's assigned by the post office, and we're divided up into zip code areas. And so you can have a Murfreesboro mailing address, but not live inside the city of Murfreesboro.
You're looking at one of those.
And so you would understand that. We have a data tracker, a dashboard on our special census website where you can track the progress that we're making in counting our individuals. It also includes a heat map. And if you look carefully at that heat map, you can see today there are probably 30 or 40 entries that we know are outside the city limits. And so those will be removed from the database. And we don't mind if people are unsure. We would encourage them to fill out the form, and we'll scrub the data out later. But it would also help us to have one entry per household. And then again, making sure that everyone who is living at that house currently, even if they're that's not their normal place of residence, but because of family circumstances or other situations, they're living there today, we would encourage you to list each individual first and last name.
Malia, I could see where dad sees a link and fills out the information, then mom checks the mail and gets the mailer, sends that in, then you could have a double entry that way too.
Yes, you know? And that's probably going to happen, yeah, because there's so many people out there that want to make sure they get it done.
Sure.
They want to go ahead and do it, but it's okay. We can figure it out, and we'll fix it. It's not a big deal. When in doubt, fill it out, I say.
Yeah. Now, will you Before you do the mailer, do you send that to folks who maybe have done that online already?
Okay.
We do have
a way that we can look and see,
okay,
check the addresses that have already filled it out online, and we will try to target the ones that haven't done it yet. There may be some overlap just because of timing and different things, but yes, we should be able to narrow that down.
Yeah, I would think that timing is everything, but there will still be a time in between when the mailer is produced and address is put on and it goes out, and then in that amount of time you could have someone do it online. MurfreesboroCensus.com is where you go. I wanted to ask about the university. We're a university town, MTSU students, they're on campus. It's almost like you live in a different world, you know, when you're on campus, but it's still in Murfreesboro. So do those students count toward the census?
Yes, they do count. So the students on campus that live on campus will be considered one of our special places. And we will get a total number from the university for that. Students that are off campus that live in the city limits will need to fill it out. And they've had several opportunities. We will be at different events at MTSU. We've already been to one. We're going to be back tomorrow in the student union building. If anybody has questions, if they need help. One thing I want to bring up is that there's a $100 gift card you can qualify for if you do it online. And I don't know about you, but getting closer to Christmas, I could really use that extra $100 to buy a Christmas present. So that's a good incentive to go ahead and get yours filled out. And we will have three drawings. So the earlier you do it, the more opportunity you have to win a $100 gift card.
Awesome.
Yes, so we are looking for those online entries. I did want to go back, Brian, and talk about the MTSU students off campus. With student housing, sometimes you're sharing the student quarters or the student suites where you have a bedroom and then you have shared common space. Those are all going to be listed as one address. So it's apartment, you know, it's going to be a certain address, a certain building number, and a certain apartment. And so if you are in that shared student housing quarters where you share the common area and then there are four individuals who perhaps have a bedroom and bathroom off of that, we would need the names of each individual at that address and not per the bedroom, but actually per the main address serving that unit.
So if it's unit 17A, if there are four people in 17A, that's what you're speaking of.
Yes, we would like to see all four of those names come go on that list. And with that housing situation, sometimes in student housing, it may not be clear on what they need to do, but we want to encourage them to list every individual at that address.
Now, Malia mentioned MTSU on campus being considered a special space. So those that live on campus in Corlew or, you know, on campus directly, they don't have to do this?
That's right. If you're in on-campus housing, we'll get a certified number from the registrar at MTSU. They know how many are living in their on-student, on-campus housing. We have some estimates of that from some data that's available to us through the university and from other sources. And that number is roughly about 2,500 individuals that live on campus.
Also, I know that there's always an effort yearly to try to do a count of our homeless, and that's just done to make sure we check on those folks. How does that play into the census?
So the point in time count you're referring to, that's usually in January.
Right.
And so this year we will get the information back from the continuum of care in January, and we'll use that number as a special place or special population. We'll use their point in time count as a number we'll report to the state.
Okay. Also, Malia, someone asked about the drawing, and their question on the text line was, if you're not taking phone number or information like that on the census, how do they know if they won in the drawing? So maybe you can talk to us about that.
That's a great question. I'm glad you brought it up. So we will have three drawings. The first one will be November 27th. Like you said, we are not collecting any phone numbers, emails. So we have names and an address. You will have to go to our website, MurfreesboroTN.gov, MurfreesboroCensus.com. And the names will be listed there. We'll have drawing and the date and then the person that won. So you will have to check back on our website to see if you won.
But you'll list the name of the person who won there. So.
Just the name of the person, not your address.
Yeah. We don't want them coming after that $100 gift card, right?
Then they'll come to the city hall to pick it up.
Mm-hmm. You also said that the earlier you get it in, the more chances you have. So if you have your information in now, you'll be eligible for November and then the two additional drawings that are coming up.
However, if you win in November, then you don't have any more chances. But yes, the earlier you get it in, you'll have those chances to win.
What would be the chance of someone winning that like twice or three times? That would have to be very small.
That's really hard math on Monday morning.
Yeah, it's too hard. So again, MurfreesboroCensus.com is the website. It's a secure website. And, you know, when you go there, you'll not only see some information, but you'll also see this is where you go. You tap on that link, click on it. Whether you can do it on your phone, too. I went through all of this just to check it out and give it a test drive. It's very quick. It asks for address, the first and last name of the people in the home. And then you said that last question is, how did you find out about us? Submit and you're done. So
you'll get a green check mark lit. And that'll tell you
that's
you're
it.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did that take you, Brian, start to finish?
About a minute and a half.
Yeah, so it's really quick. It's really painless.
I couldn't submit my information, like I said, since I don't live in the city. I'm very close. You know, I have city property right behind mine, across the street and to the left. But, you know, I'm close enough, but not quite.
But not quite. You're not worth $175 to us.
Not to the city of Murfreesboro. So,
well, I would encourage those that are listening this morning to go online right now or after this broadcast at MurfreesboroCensus.com and fill out that. And I would also encourage you to talk to your friends and neighbors. If you have adult children, for example. Have them fill it out as well. And if you could help us by being an ambassador and maybe tell at least five other households that you know that we're conducting a special census, that would certainly help our efforts.
You mentioned, we talked about this just a bit, cleaning up the data, what you do with that data. That data is not going to be, you know, sold to third parties, given out, any of that. I mean, this is just purely used for the city's use for the census period, right?
That's correct. It will not be, it was totally confidential. We're only using it for the count.
I know that we have people that are sometimes skeptical of filling out anything or giving out any information. And another thing that's kind of, and I didn't know this, the 2020 census, then 2030, but in between time, there's something that the federal government does as well. And so that's happening around this same time. So I think it would be good for us to at least bring that up so folks know that these are separate things.
Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, that's correct. On the years ending in 5, the Census Bureau will do something called an American Community Survey. It doesn't go out to every address, but it goes out to select addresses, and it gives a snapshot of communities, their demographics, and it asks a lot of very detailed information about number of people in the household, age, income, maybe where you work, if you work, level of education. And so it's data that's collected, and it helps the Census Bureau and state and local and federal government agencies understand the demographics of a community. And also it helps us then target specific programs to that demographic, understanding, for example, commuter patterns, understanding the age, the education level of our community. Those are all things that are helpful in us determining how to apply certain federal government, state government, local government programs.
So that, I guess you'll start seeing those sometime start of 2025. How long does the Murfreesboro census have? Let me say, how long is it going? I guess it goes until you get all the information, but
we do have a deadline.
Do you?
Yeah, so we will be out there trying to collect numbers until the end of February.
Okay. You have a deadline because I'm sure you want to get this information in and certified so that way in the next budget you'll be able to use that new information, that new census count, right?
Correct. We have to have it turned into the state by
May the 15th, we have to have a certified number. And there's also an audit that's required by the state. So our period of activity will be through the end of February, and then we have to turn our database over to a third party. The Greater Nashville Regional Council will be auditing our results this year, and they have to audit at least 10% of our reported population. So if we do hit our target of 172,000, they'll need to audit and confirm at least 17,200 individuals. And they'll be out in that March and April timeframe doing that. And so that will require boots on the ground, some door knocking, and some other techniques that the Greater Nashville Regional Council will do. So it's a possibility you'll hear from the city during this activity through our various means with mailers and social media and posts and posters and other events that will be out. But at least 10% of our households will also hear from the GNRC in that February to or March to and April timeframe for the audit. And then those numbers are due in to the Boyd Center by May the 15th. That allows the state to work through their last step in their budgeting process and have a good representation of what the budget demands would be for the state shared revenues.
And hopefully at least another $3 million coming in.
At least another $3 million. Yeah. And we do know we conducted a special census in 2017, and so we still have that address database, and we know certain communities, certain parts of our city were way under reporting, and so learning from that, we're trying to target those areas with additional information, additional outreach into those communities. We're putting up yard signs in many of our busy intersections and at our city and county school entries and exits and other public places. We'll do some targeted social media ads that will hit a targeted area. And then we'll also use our fire department and perhaps other city staff to do some door-to-door caucusing, just to get into those neighborhoods and parts of our community that have historically been underreported and underrepresented in our census.
And I guess eventually those who you know haven't responded to the mailer or gone online in those communities, you'll be going door to door.
Yes, that's our hope. And I think this number is correct, Malia, but last time we believe there were at least 10,000 households that we did not receive a response from. That was in 2017. That represents about 25,000 individuals.
That's a lot of money on the table.
It is a lot of money. And so you can see the effort, and we're doing a very concentrated effort. We are aware of a couple of communities that started their census last year, and they didn't get good results. And so they're continuing that census process, hoping to get their numbers that they can turn over to the state in a better spot by February of this year. So the special census in a couple of communities has spanned 2 years. The city don't want to do that. We're investing a lot of taxpayer money into this effort. My estimate's going to cost us $500,000 to conduct this special census in real cost. That's for mailers and ads and printed materials and some of our other outreaches. But there will be some soft costs in there that get absorbed because we'll be using existing labor to a good extent. Our fire department, for example, those will be some of our firefighters that will be on shift and maybe have some spare time to caucus the neighborhoods around their stations. But it is a very expensive process, and so help us get a good count, get a quick count by participating in our special census this year.
Yeah, you can keep Sam from showing up at your door just by going to MurfreesboroCensus.com, right?
That's correct. Just hear us from the radio and maybe in some of our media posts. We have a YouTube video out with the mayor. We have some other things available through some of our media programs.
Yeah, MurfreesboroCensus.com. You can go get it over with. Take care of it. It's going to take you a minute and a half, I promise. I did it. I had to cancel. You know, like I said, I'm not in the city limits, but I went through the whole process just to see. Super, super easy. So check it out, MurfreesboroCensus.com. Final thoughts when we come back here on the Action Line. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Special Census today with Assistant City Manager Sam Huddleston and Census Coordinator Malia Grubbs.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. We have all the items needed to spoil your pet, toys, food, treats, and more. Whether you're a new pet parent or a very experienced one, you'll find the items and help you need here at Animal City. We are proud and thankful to be celebrating our 33rd year in the Murfreesboro community. That's Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street, right here in Murfreesboro. Please check out our Facebook page.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. Our population has grown since 2020, and more people means more funding for our community. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
The more people that are counted, the more state shared revenue dollars Murfreesboro receives.
Help Murfreesboro get its fair share. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Back for our last couple of moments here as we talk about the Murfreesboro Census. And Malia, I'm going to give you the floor here. We've got a couple of minutes. Just encourage folks to go to MurfreesboroCensus.com and get signed up. Count me in, right?
Yes, count. We want to count you all in. So if there is a civic group out there, churches, any other kind of organizations, that you can really be an ambassador for the city and encourage your patrons and the people that you serve to go to the census and fill it out. It's very, very easy. It's very safe. I will be glad to attend any events that you have to help people fill it out. If there's any questions, I'll be glad to be there, answer questions. It's important that we get everybody counted.
And you're on the MTSU campus, like you said, making sure that population knows of what is happening. And Sam, I guess in closing here, the extra money that will come in from the state for every person, that also, I mean, you're going to have to pay for improvements and, you know, pay fire, police somehow. So it's that or city or tax dollars, right?
You know? That's right, Brian. When we look at the city finances, we are required to have a balanced budget each fiscal year, and we balance revenues and expenses. And so on the revenue side of the house, we have a few choices that we control and a lot of choices we don't. State shared revenue is money that's shared back to communities from the state of Tennessee. It helps offset our expenses, and if those revenues do not increase, then we have to look at other opportunity, either cut service or look for other sources of revenue. So it does help keep our local property tax rate low and manageable in our community.
Assistant City Manager Sam Huddleston, Census Coordinator Malia Grubbs joining us here on the Action Line today. Appreciate you both being here. MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Get signed up.